From a schedule of music to the sound of music. The venerable and beloved musical is on stage through Sunday afternoon at Walton Arts Center. This morning, Mike McLean and Jill Christine Wiley, Captain Von Trapp and Maria Von Trapp, respectively, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Mike says the story of the Von Trapp family blending during the late 1930s in Austria is probably deeper than you might remember if you haven't seen it since childhood.
You're going to experience some different sides of the story, especially with our production. The sort of political and adult sides of the story are much more highlighted. There's some songs that were cut out of the movie that are in the original Broadway production, which is what we're doing. And, you know, as an adult, it's fun to bring the kids and see them light up with joy to see other kids on stage and stuff. But you're also going to see some sides of the story that you might have missed in the movie or don't remember from the movie. And also, it's just fun to be at live theater. If I may just go ahead and keep riffing here. for example, when you're at live theater, stuff happens on stage and the actors have to deal with it. And one of my favorite moments from the tour was when Jill Christine, who's right here and plays Maria, we're having our romantic scene together where we finally fall in love. And I stepped on her shoe and it came off, and I was in my mind, this moment lasted like 30 minutes when it was probably about 10 seconds of, what do I do? Do I get down on a knee and put her shoe back on? And she just took her other shoe off and then finished the scene holding both of her shoes, which was a very Maria move, I think. I think Maria would rather be barefoot than wearing heels, you know?
Didn't I read that, I don't know if it was the audition for this show, but you did an audition barefoot?
Yes, I did. Every time I went in for my first initial appointment, to every callback that I did and every work session that I went in for, I always kicked my heels
off. For Maria?
For Maria.
So they called her Shoeless Jill.
Yep.
She just can't keep her shoes on.
I mean, yeah. And I would get really nervous, and I just remember like trying to put my shoes back on after I would sing Sound of Music, because the director would be like, okay, let's do some scene work. You can put your shoes back on. I was like, I'm not going to get this job, but I got the job.
So it must have felt natural then just to take that other shoe off during this production.
It was great. It was a great little moment. And, you know, every now and then we have a little kiddo whose shoe slips off on stage.
Oh God,
and then we have to migrate with that. And it's kind of become a little competition to see how many performances it takes before Gretel loses another shoe. But yeah, it's fun. Live theater.
Live theater, you know, W.C. Fields famously said, you know, avoid children and animals.
Animals,
right.
Never. Absolutely not. Two of my favorite people to work with, aside from Mike over here.
You have a history with this show, right?
I do.
You've been in different other productions.
I have. Yeah, it seems to be a show that has followed me throughout the years. It was my first introduction to live theater. It was the first production I ever saw was The Sound of Music. It was my first Rodgers and Hammerstein, and it was the first time I ever saw The Sound of Music. A few years later, I played Marta. And that was one of my first shows as a little 8-year-old or 9-year-old. And when I was a teenager, I circled back to the show again at a regional theater and was the Liesel cover and ensemble. And here we are again, stepping into Maria's shoes.
Good stories always feel contemporary. And I think this is one of those stories. And not only, you know, we've kind of riffed on this political theme, which there is, but there's also these beautiful themes of self-discovery. You know, Maria thinks she's going to be a nun, and that's her life that she's chosen. And then all of a sudden she's thrown this curveball, and now she's in this home with all these children, and she doesn't know what to do. She's never taken care of children before, and the only thing that she really knows and loves that she can show them is her appreciation for music. And all of a sudden that brings them to life, and she starts to really care for them. And then there's this man that all of a sudden she starts to fall in love with, because now he sees his children again for the first time, you know, once he hears them sing. And so she discovers this new side of herself, and this life sort of throws her in this new direction, and she has to figure it out. And same thing with the captain. He starts off the show this very hurt character that can't be at home because his children remind him of his late wife, and she apparently was this amazing person who loved music as well. And once she passed, you know, the captain couldn't have music in the house, couldn't be around the kids. And then Maria comes along and throws him a curveball. And all of a sudden he's falling for her and he's loving to be around his children again. And then you throw into all that, it's 1938 Austria and the Germans are coming. And, you know, like, what's worth fighting for? What do we do when faced with these adversities? So, yes, there's politics, but there's self-discovery, there's new love, there's And then there's just fun music and kids and singing nuns and the whole thing that you remember from the movie.
And I was going to say, and a handful of, more than a handful of songs that you know by heart, even if you think you don't.
Some of the best. Yeah, I mean, this is some of the best music in the American songbook, I would argue. And I think people sing along quietly. Sometimes I hear people singing along a little louder than quietly, which is fine. You know, it's a fun time. So, yeah, it's going to bring back the memories from when you were a kid. And, yes, there are songs that you probably didn't even know that you knew. For example, my favorite lullaby growing up was My Favorite Things that my mom would sing to me. And I didn't know it was from a musical or a show or something that I would be doing later in my life. But it's just music that we all know and love. And so it's an honor to get to be a part of that every night.
Finally, I want to ask you about I'll Be Seeing You, a story of hope, love, and change.
My solo show.
Yes.
Wow, you did your research. Yeah. So prior to coming out on this tour, I was between performance jobs and was working survival jobs in New York, and sometimes that can be really not so rewarding. So I was like, well, I need to create my own work. And I had a really good friend of mine who's been a music director and has orchestrated a lot of different shows. And we were both in the city at the same time. And he's like, let's write a show together. And we kind of created this whole 45 minutes to an hour cabaret show. And wow, perfect timing. I've literally just kind of picked it back up again. We had had some venues booked for like a concert series, and then had to cancel them because I got this gig and went on tour for a year. And so in chit-chatting with him again, I was like, I need to revisit this. And it's actually in the span of being on tour for a year, things have changed even more. And I'm thinking of redoing some things and making some edits. So it's kind of like a never-ending project that's always evolving. But as actors, it's important to create your own work. So it's really rewarding and refreshing to get to do that.
Well, thank you for coming in. Sound of Music on stage through Sunday afternoon. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike McLean is Captain Von Trapp. Jill Christine Wiley is Maria Von Trapp in the national touring production of The Sound of Music. Now on stage at Walton Arts Center in downtown Fayetteville through Sunday afternoon. You can learn much more at waltonartscenter.org.